Today's message is obedience with your whole life. Obedience with your whole life. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 8 and we're going to read verses 5 through 10. Matthew 8 verses 5 through 10 and then verse 13. So you got a Bible, you can turn there. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. Verse 10. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Verse 13. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. This centurion understood submission. He was a man in charge. He had soldiers under him. He was a man of authority. He said, you know, Jesus, I tell this one to do this, go there, they do it, and they go. I'm a man of authority, and my people, the people under me, they obey me. He understood obedience. He understood obedience to the point of, I believe that his life was submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ. He was obedient to Christ. Now, when he addressed Jesus, how did he address Jesus? How did the centurion address Jesus? Not just as Jesus, not as Son of David. He addressed Jesus as what? He addressed Jesus as Lord. Lord. What does Lord mean? It's kurios in the original language. It means supreme in authority, ruler of my life. I believe that this man had authority because he was under the authority of Jesus Christ. He understood submission. And so he was a man who had other people submitted to him. He was a man whose life was obedient to the lordship of Jesus Christ. After all, he addressed Jesus as Lord, the one in supreme authority over my life. And then Jesus says this, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. This man, this centurion's submission, obedience to the lordship of Jesus Christ demonstrated what? Demonstrated great faith in Jesus Christ. Great relationship, I would say, with Jesus Christ. It's very possible that this centurion really had a strong relationship with Jesus. He had great faith in Jesus. He was obedient and submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Is that making sense? And because he was a man, who was submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ, he had others who were submitted to his authority. My question to you today is this. Like the centurion, is Jesus Christ your Lord? Can you address Jesus Christ in your prayer times, in conversing with him? Can you address Jesus Christ as Lord, the ruler over every part of my life, the one in supreme authority over my life? You see, if Jesus Christ is your Lord, if he's Lord over every part of your life, then you're living a life in obedience to Christ. You're living a life surrendered to God. Let me say it again. If Jesus Christ is truly your Lord, the one in full charge of every part of your life, then you are living a life in obedience to Christ. You're living a life surrendered to God. see, you may have been in the church for many years, maybe been a Christian for a year, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You've been in the church, you call yourself a Christian, but let me ask you this. Do you do with your life what you want to do, or do you do with your life in every area what Jesus, what God is wanting you to do? If you call yourself a Christian, yet you do with your life exactly what you want to do, who's in control of your life? Really? It's you, and it's not Jesus. You got to ask yourself that question. Man, I've been calling myself a Christian for years. I've been in the church for years, but really, I'm doing with my life what I want to do with it. Friends, if that's the case, then maybe Jesus Christ is not really the Lord of every part of your life. He is your Savior. The day that you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, the day that you put faith in Jesus Christ, He became your Savior. He saved you from the grip of sin, and He saved you from hell. But He also wants to be your Lord, the one in full charge of every part of your life. Every part of our life, every part of our existence has to be submitted, has to be obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Plain and simple. If you're doing with your life what you want to do with it, if you drink what you want to drink, if you just look at anything you want to look at with your eyes, if you do just anything you want to do with your body, guess what? You're in control. You're living in rebellion to God. Your life is not being lived in obedience to the Lordship of Christ. As I said last week, think of your life as an automobile. Think of your life as an automobile. All right, you got the seats, you got the steering wheel, so forth and so on. Let me ask you this today. Who is in the driver's seat of your life? Who has got the steering wheel of your life? Is it you or is it Jesus? If you're in the driver's seat of your life right now, well, I encourage you today to start slipping over to the passenger side. Because there's someone else that wants to be in the driver's seat of your life, and His name is Jesus. God wants to be in control of every part of your life. Jesus is His pilot. That's good. He is the potter, and we are the clay. Is that making sense here today? God blesses a humble and contrite heart, an attitude that says, you know what? My life in every part, Jesus, is being lived in obedience, in submission to what You desire me to do according to Your written word, the Bible. Is that making sense here today? So Jesus wants to be your Lord, not just in maybe one part of your life or two parts of your life. He wants to be Lord over every single area of your life. Let me ask you today, concerning your mind, who's in control of your mind? Is it you? Or is your mind being lived in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Are you, is the world in control of how you think, or is Jesus in control of how you think with your mind? How does the world say to think? Those that don't follow Jesus, how do they say to think? How do they say to think with their minds? The world says, think this way. It's all about me. It's all about me achieving the American dream, accumulating more things for myself. Gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy, just so gimme, gimme, gimme. That's the way the world thinks. You know what I'm saying? The world lives and thinks selfishly. But if your mind is being lived in obedience to the Lordship of Christ, then how are you to think? You're to think how? You know, it's not all about me. This is the way you're supposed to think. It's not all about me. This life is bigger than just me. It's about others. I need to start stepping out of myself and reaching out to those in greater need than myself. See, the world thinks about me, myself, and I. But God's Word, Jesus, tells us to think about others. Is that making sense? Dying to ourselves. If you see somebody who hasn't eaten for days and you got some extra money to your pocket, buy them lunch, buy them dinner, buy them a few days worth of groceries. That's thinking beyond yourself and thinking about others. That's a mind being lived in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Another way the world says to think is this. The world says this, that if somebody has offended you, if they've tried to ruin your reputation, if they've lied about you, you need to retaliate. You need to get back. Do everything you can in your power to get even with that person, with your offender. The world says to think that way with your mind. But a mind that is obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, is submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, thinks how?
Turns the other cheek,
forgives, releases the offender of the debt. So if somebody offends you, you release the offender. That's a mind being lived in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Is that making sense here today? All right. How the world thinks opposed to a mind thinking in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Is that making sense? Okay, so in our minds, being submitted, obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Next area that we can be obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ is with our what? With our bodies. What we do with our bodies. Paul has something to say about this. Paul has something to say about this in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. He says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred and you are that temple." You know, the day that you made Jesus Christ your Savior and your Lord, your body became the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. How does the world say to operate concerning the human body? How does the world say? How does the world say to operate concerning the human body? The world says this. Those who don't follow Christ say, you know what? If it feels good, then do it with your body. That's what the world says, right? If it feels good, just do it. Just look at anything you want to look at with your eyes. Put any kind of chemical in your body you want to put into your body. But a life, a body that is obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ does what instead? It realizes that this body is a temple of God, of the Holy Spirit. I am going to do with it what is holy. Is that making sense? So if you know that looking at something with your eyes isn't right and it produces wrong thoughts, what should you do if your body is being lived in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus? Turn away, turn it off, turn away from it, shut the book, tear up the magazine and throw it away. Is that making sense? If you know that drinking so much alcohol is causing you problems, putting those drugs in your body is getting you sick, then what do? The world says keep on doing it, keep on drinking. Keep on putting those drugs in your body. But a body who is submitted to the, is obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, instead does what? Does what? It says away with the drugs, away with the getting drunk, away with the cigarettes that are burning up my lungs, right? Because you realize, if Jesus Christ is your Savior, you realize, you know what? My body is a temple of God. And if I abuse this body, it's like a slap in the face of God. Is that making sense? Obedience with your whole life, every part of your life. Another area that we can be obedient in is what? Is with our what? With our words. What does the world say to speak? Those who are not following Christ, how do they say to talk? Or how do they talk? They talk with a bunch of four-letter words, right? And guess what? God's last name is not a four-letter word. Some people think it is. But that's the way the world talks. If your words are obedient and are being lived in obedience, submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, then you're going to talk like Jesus talked when he walked this earth. And the words of Jesus were pure. They were holy. They were encouraging. They were edifying. They built people up. They ministered to people. And if Jesus Christ is really the Lord over the words you speak, if you're submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ with your words, then your words will be pure, edifying, encouraging, ministering, building others up. Is that making sense here today? Paul writes about it in Ephesians chapter 4. And he says this in verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. I'll say it again. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. In other words, let only wholesome talk come out of your mouth. Let only holy words based on the Word of God come out of your mouth. It's like when you stub your big toe, you know, you stub your big toe on a piece of furniture. What's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? If it's a bad four-letter word, you better start questioning yourself. Are my words obedient, being submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Another area of your life that needs to be obedient to the Lordship of Christ, submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, is what? Is what? In your spirit man. Your spirit man. We are spirit, mind, and body. The spirit man, the spirit part of you will live on forever one day. When your body dies on this earth, your spirit will go on into eternity. And while you're on this earth, is your spirit obedient, submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? You know, there's all kinds of fortune tellers out there. Fortune tellers, palm readers, there's horoscopes out there. People out there trying to help you determine your future. I even heard a Christian say one time that, you know what? God can speak to me through a horoscope. I don't think so. That's the world's way. That's thinking like the world thinks with your spirit. If you go to fortune tellers and palm readers and you read horoscopes, guess what, friends? You're opening up your spirit man to the demonic, to the unclean. And the devil will wreak havoc with your spirit if you open your spirit up to these sorts of things. If you want to know what your future holds, don't go to fortune tellers. Don't go to palm readers. Don't turn to the horoscope. Who do you turn to? You turn to the Spirit of the living God who lives on the inside of you. And the Spirit of God wants to talk to you, speak with you concerning your future. He knows exactly what your future holds. And He will tell you exactly what it holds. Just pray to God. God, you know, I'm dealing with this and I don't know the next step to take. Educationally, relationally, job-wise. Here at the shelter, God, what do I do next? What are the next steps I am to take? And God will speak to you by His Holy Spirit. If God is telling you, yes, I want you to attend this church, you'll have a peace on the inside, in your spirit. That's the Holy Spirit communicating with you that, yes, this is the church I want you to be at. If you have no peace on the inside, God is saying no. If you're thinking about moving to a certain city, God, I really want to move to Dallas, Texas. It's bigger. There's more job opportunities in Dallas, Texas. But every time you pray to God, you get like this feeling of a turmoil on the inside. It's basically God by His Holy Spirit saying, no, I don't want you to go that direction. Stay in Tulsa right now. But God wants to speak to you by His Holy Spirit and by His written word. Don't open up your spirit to any unclean spirits. Talk only with God, and He will communicate to you by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because your temple, your body is a temple of the whom? The Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, where did the Spirit of God dwell? Where did it live, reside? In a physical structure, in the Holy of Holies. The New Testament temple of God is where? It's in you. It's in me. He lives in us, and He wants to talk with us. Is that making sense? So living your life in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus in every single area, not just with 25% of your life or 50% of your life or 75% of your life. You need to have 100% of your existence submitted, obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, like the centurion in Matthew chapter 8. Is that making sense here today? Jesus wants to be your Savior and your what? Your what? Your Lord. The one in supreme authority over every area of our lives. And I just want to read you one thing here from Speaker's Quote Book. It's on obedience. It says this. A missionary translator was struggling to find a word for obedience, but could not. One day he called his dog to him, and the dog came running. A national said, "Your dog was all ear." That gave the translator the word he needed for obedience, to be all ear. Let me ask you today, are you all ear to what God is telling you to do with every part of your life? Obedience with every part of your life.